Space Tammuz, Monday the 29th of June, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. When is it permissible to go into a base of Avodah Zorah?
That's the shell. On? Ah, good. Knocking on heaven's door. Right. Okay. This is quite a multifaceted question. When is it mutter to go into a base of Avodah Zorah? We had polling not long ago. What happens at the polling station? It takes place in a church. Are you allowed to go into a church in order to cast your vote? It could be that there's a difference between a strong constituency where your vote doesn't really make a difference and where your vote does make a difference. That's number one question. Number two question, you're going to the royal wedding, right? Are you allowed to participate in the royal wedding which took place in Westminster Cathedral? Westminster Abbey, sorry. So, not St. Paul's Cathedral. What? Yeah, but I can't hear myself think. Number three question. Right, so attending a wedding in Westminster Abbey. Thank you. And what about, any of you heard of AA? I don't mean the car break down the service. I mean AA as Alcoholics Anonymous. They have meetings which take place in churches. Normally, they don't do it in the church, in the place of worship itself. They do it in the hall, but it's not always the case. Sometimes they have it in the actual place of worship. Now, I am not... The purpose of what I'm doing now is not to explain the purpose of AA, how it works, but I'm just going to take on, unfortunately there's not enough understanding about addiction and the powers of addiction and the danger of addiction. And it is necessary in order to recover to attend meetings. Yeah, anybody who knows a bit of what's going on. And therefore, the addiction can be a shaila of pikuach nefesh, people who understand addiction. So the shaila is, it's really hard. I can't concentrate on what I'm just saying. Is there a difference between going into a church or going into a mosque? Yeah, maybe a mosque, as is well known, the Rambam says that the yain of goyim is also ba'ano as well, right? Rambam in Hichas Machlis Asura says the yain of Muslims is not yain nesach. That means it's also because it's tam yainom, right? But it's not also ba'ano. Why? Because they're not oivdei avodah zarah, says the Rambam. Is there a difference between going into a church or into a mosque? Right? So those three questions, you're allowed to the polling station. I was just there. Any other example where a puzzle? Yes, somebody told me, you have a chapel. You have a chapel in a hospital, and you have to pass within Dalet Amos of that chapel. You want to get from A to B. If you can go a really long way around, but you can go within Dalet Amos. You tell me, if I'm not going into the chapel, is that a problem?
We had a Ugandan tour, and it comes to church.
Right, Sistine Chapel, right, a tour of the Vatican. Is it permissible? So,
there's also an airport
prayer room. There is a general prayer room. Lanias Daiti, this is the way I understand. It's not a place, it's a place where you worship the way you work. It's not dedicated to Avodah Zorah. It's for anybody who needs a quiet place to meditate, to do whatever you want. So I don't think that's a problem. In fact, I've davened in the Schiphol Airport, which is in Amsterdam. And right next to me, of course, you have an Arab with his carpet. I don't think that's a place. It's a place that you can switch out. I don't think that's called a mokum avodah zara. So that's interesting. That goes into the olam. Remember the kadwa padida shaila. Yeah. Okay. But I don't think they have, because of this sensitivity, because it's such a general room. Although they'll have books, they'll have the New Testament, but I don't think they have. At least I don't remember there being images in Schiphol Airport. Right. So these are shy. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, let's try and pick up ground quickly. What could be the shaila? What is the shaila of going into a Beis Avodah Zarah when I'm not going for reasons to find out about the Avodah Zarah? Or to worship Rachman al Itzlan Avodah Zarah. So what is the problem of Avodah Zarah? Of going into a base Avodah Zarah, sorry.
Sorry? Like you agree to their religion.
Hano. Sorry?
It might look as if
so here we suggest maybe there's a Shaila of Marisa Ain. You're saying there's Hano. Yeah? Any other suggestion? Or the influence. The influence. So I think all three are correct. And we're going to see enough kaminas where some reasons apply and some reasons don't apply. But let's start, as we say, as we normally do, let's go back to basics. And we start from the Gemara in Yud Zayin, which is an interesting Maramokim, an interesting Makar for this, because it's not actually talking about the story which takes place in the Gemara. It's not actually talking about a Tana going into Beis Avodah Zarah. It's talking about Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer was nitpas liminus. Nitpas liminus means he was going to go on the gallows. Yeah, the authorities got him, and he was near death, right? And he didn't know why. Why was he chayav misa? So Rabbi Akiva said to him, Shema minus bali yodcha vehenacha. Maybe you heard words of heresy, or words uttered by a heretic, and you had enjoyment for him. You found the geschmack, yeah, and that's why you were nitpas liminus, right? So he said, yes. Now that you remind Akiva, he called him Akiva. Why? Why did Rabbi Lezer call Rabbi Akiva Akiva? He was a student. Thanks. He's Kartani. Pam achas hayiti me'alech b'shuk ha'elyon shel Tzipori. I was in the upper market of Tzipori. U'matzasi echad v'Yaakov ish kfar Schan Yeshmoy. Amar li, and he told him a whole vetel. Yeah. So he realized that, and he enjoyed that. He enjoyed that vort which he told him. Yeah. Al hidei ze nitpasti liminus ve'ovarti. Now this is what we want. Ve'ovarti al mashe kosuv b'Torah. Yeah? I transgress on what it says in the Torah. Now, it's not a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Harchek me'aleha derachecha. Distance from your ways from her. Distance your way. That means keep a distance from her. Ve'al tikrav el pesach besa. And don't go near her entrance. Who's she? Yeah? Says the Gemara. Dark harchek me'aleha, it refers to two different she's. Harchek me'alecha darachecha zu minus, that's heresy. Yeah? Ve'al tikrav el pesach besa zu arishus. According to one opinion, rishus means the government. Yeah? Don't get too close to the government, says Rashi, or to the authorities who could be a danger to you. Rashi says, arishus shultonis, the people in charge. Ve'ashenoisim me'aleha be'balei momen. They have their eye on people with money. They'll do away with you, therefore don't even go near there. Right? And then the other perush is Pesach Besa Zuzoino. That means if a person is passing a house of ill repute, not only obviously he shouldn't go in, but he should even keep a distance from that. And how much is that, Rabbi Yisai? Vekama, it says harchek, you have to not just go in, daledamas, right? Daledamas. So interesting, this is the Gemara that speaks about distancing yourself from Avodah Zarah, from Minos, daledamas. Now interesting, here this story is not even talking about Tabes Avodah Zarah. It's talking about he met a guy called Yaakov Ish Sachanya, who was a well-known heretic, And instead of ignoring him, he engaged in him in conversation, benefited from him, from what he's saying, and Chazal, and he knew that he was wrong because he didn't distance himself. But Lemaise, interesting enough, this is the makar of not going into a base Avodah Zarah.
What about passing outside the Avodah Zarah?
So it depends if it's within Dalet Amos, right? Within Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is not very long. It's about 2 meters from here to the Shtender. Sorry? You don't have to cross the road, right? So Tosfos says, Harchek me'alei adarech echazu minus, says Tosfos. V'ha'adam rinon, Tosfos now disagrees with Rashi. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that Amoraim used to go to Be'avidon. Be'avidon, what's Be'avidon? Yeah? To argue with people with Bible critics. Yeah? To argue with Bible critics. Says Tosfos, what are they going to base Avodah Zarah for? Even though their motives are good, but you know, what did they get? Says Tosfos, no, that was a communal place. That was a debating home. Yeah? And says Tosfos, not like Rashi says there, that Beit Avidon is base Avodah Zarah. Right? Because how could they go into base Avodah Zarah? To defend Yiddishkeit? You're not allowed to go into a base of Avodah Zarah to defend Yiddishkeit. Right? So Tosfos says that was talking about a public debate house where you had people who were heretical and therefore they had to defend the Torah. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch, let me just get through a bit of material and then I'll take questions. Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeredera Kuf Nun Sif Aleph, it's on number one, six line down, Mitzvah Liisrachek Miderech Avodas Koychovim Dalet Amos. Very interesting. Mitzvah Liisrachek Miderech, from the path even. Even from the path you should distance yourself from Dalet Amos. Now, my first nekuda. Sorry? So now from the path. Now, I don't know, yeah. It seems to be, I don't know if we did that. If the path is within Dalet Amos, maybe if there's a fence there, that's mafsik. But it says the path. Sorry?
It doesn't mean literally.
So why does he say path? Why does he say path? Interesting, yeah. So my nekuda is, and actually I had a call yesterday from a Rav here, local town, and he wanted to know what I thought. I asked him this question because I didn't find anybody who speaks about this. The Lashon of the Mechaber is very, very interesting. Mitzvah is quite a weak requirement, yeah? Yeah, mitzvah is, normally if something is an absolute obligation, it's tzarich, chayav lizachik, not mitzvah, right? It seems to be that it's a requirement, but not such a strong requirement. Not if you're over on it, you're an avarian, right? Why? Why does Mechaber get this from? It comes from the Torah. So I thought, if it was an absolute obligation, if it was a chiyuv gomor, then Rabbi Lezer, who's the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't have transgressed it. Something which is well known to be absolutely also, he wouldn't have transgressed that. Right? It was a mitzvah. Therefore, he got carried away. And then he realized that a person on his stature, yeah, shouldn't have been within Dalet Amos. So far we have the Shulchan Aruch, which is a very interesting lashon, is mitzvah. So what, however, you could say, yeah, that's, we're not talking about getting into the base of Avodah Zarah, right? We're talking about distancing yourself over and above that, Dalet Amos, that the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah. Well, it makes a tremendous difference if it's just a mitzvah or chiyuv gomor. If it's a chiyuv gomor, then you've got very little room to give exceptions. But if it's only mitzvah, then you can weigh out the need in relation to the prohibition. this is the source for not going within Dalad Amos of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara doesn't give a reason, but it seems to be, and from the fact that Gemara, the story, what's taking place here in the Gemara, that it's the distance if you have Avodah Zarah. Either you'll have physical benefit, but I think it's more than that. You'll be nene. This is a base of Avodah Zarah. Something will rub on you. Yeah? Some of the, for instance, there's an intrigue. Interested. Yeah? How do they serve their God? What is their religion all about? When you're there, you're interested. Curiosity killed the cat. You're interested in what's going on, and we're afraid that's going to rub onto you, right? And that's what happened with Rebbe Lezer. That's one issue. Now there's another a separate issue, yeah, brought down earlier in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that's Amari Sa'ai. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah speaks about the days where there was big bazaars, big fairs, Avodah Zarah fairs, yeah, where all the proceeds went to for the upkeep of Avodah Zarah and for the maintenance. And it says there that when there's one of these bazaars, if she has ba'avedes kachovim chutzalam mutar, you're allowed to deal with the goyim outside the town, but inside the town not, because you have to two reasons: either because your money is likely to be going directly to benefiting the Avodah Zarah, or the money which they're giving you is money which they received from the Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishnah continues another thing, yeah, that you, when there's a festival taking place, you're not even allowed to go into the city. Yeah? You're not allowed to go into the city. Why? Because of Marisai. You're not allowed to go into the city because people think that you might be going for Avodah Zarah, right? The big fair, yeah? The equivalent of, I suppose, today's, Woodstock and what takes place in this country, yeah, that type of festival, but it was based around Avodah Zarah.
Carnival.
Right? Yeah, it's more than a carnival. It's a culture.
Christmas market.
Yeah. But anyways, so the Mishnah says it's only Osul if this town, you don't use this town as an access to another town. If you pass through this town, and it's known, you pass through this town because this is the way to get to another town, that's okay. Because that's, why should they start being choshesh that you're going for Avodah Zarah if you've got legitimate reasons for going into that town because you want access to another town. If, however, this town or this section of town is only there, it's not going to get you anywhere else apart from that area, that's when there's a marisain. Interesting. Because even if you're going into a town, I would have thought, well, why is he going for Avodah Zarah? He's going, I don't know, he's going to the shops, he's going shopping, whatever. Yeah? It seems to be when there's no access, then there's enough of a marisain that it is prohibited. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings, yeah, that somebody who lives in the town, there's no marisain. Right? Because they're not going to say, well, you know what, he's gone out of town on business, he's coming back to town. Oh, you know where he's going? He's going back home. That's where he's going. So there's no marisain. And then the Gemara continues with two cases of similar ideas that it's also because of marisain. And one case is he's got a thorn in his foot. The person's got a thorn in his foot and in front of it, and he wants to bow down, he wants to bend down in order to remove the thorn from his foot. The problem is, in front of him is Rabbi Isai. Yeah, in front of him is an image, is a Avodah Zarah. So what's he allowed to do? So the Gemara says it's Osur to bend down and pick that thorn. Then the Gemara brings another story, a similar case, where money has dropped, his coins have dropped. So I suppose normally you pick them up like that, that's the easiest way, yeah, to pick up the... And again, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's just Marisain of Avodah Zarah, right? And the Gemara continues and says that's also to do. What should he do? Sit down on the floor and then gather them gather them with your hands. Right? Sitting down, if your legs are folded on the floor, that doesn't look as if there's no ma'aseh ishtachama. And the third case of Reza is partzufin al mekalchimayim. You've got images, and out of the mouth is a water fountain. Right? And this image is an image of Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah, and the Braisa says, you're not allowed to put your mouth by the spout of the Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it's nearer k'menashek l'Avodah Zarah. It looks as if you're kissing the Avodah Zarah. Those three cases. The Gemara asks, why do you need all three cases? So the Gemara says, the reason why you need the reason why you need the third case is because I might have thought that the first two cases, you got an option, you got a way out. Else, mashing in the third one, the Eloi Shossi, if he doesn't drink mice, he might die. Yeah? Then Ema Loi. I might have thought that in the case of my Mekalchin, since if he doesn't drink, this is his only source of water, and he hasn't got a cup for some reason. I never understood why he can't just wait for the water to drop onto his hands and pick it up like that. But Gemara said, whatever is exactly the case, right? But I might have thought that third case should be Mutar, because it could be a danger of death, right? And we're talking about where this is the only source of water, and if he doesn't drink, he might die, right? Kamash malan, even that is forbidden. Right.
All these cases are real Avodah Zarah, aren't they, that you're talking about? I'm not talking about Christianity in any way, are you?
Well, I wasn't going into whether Christianity... Well, the consensus of the Poskim is Christianity for Yidden is definitely Avodah Zarah. Certainly Catholicism, but even other forms... Yeah, Catholicism, I don't see how Catholicism is different to Mamash Avodah Zarah. It's the Trinity, and have images, but I think, yeah, I'm not going into that, but we're taking on that Christianity is certainly, everybody's maskim that for a Yid, Christianity is Avodah Zarah. The question is, a guy, is he Muzhar HaShutfus? Is he allowed to believe in God plus, right? That's the question. But for us, it's definitely Avodah Zarah. However, here's an interesting thing. So the Mechaber brings all these cases. Yeah, that it's forbidden. However, the Rama in Siman Kuf Nun Sif Gimel, brings the run that anything which is also Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. That means we know that the three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichus Domim, not only Avodah Zarah itself is also, not only Gil Arayis itself is also, but even Avuzrael means even branches of those. For instance, Chibuk V'Nishuk, right? The Gemara says, the famous Gemara at the end of Ben Soirer, about the man who was ill, he needed a woman in front of him to get better, and the only way was she should speak to him. She should be unclothed in front of him. Chazal didn't let that. She said, "Let her at least speak to him behind the gedder without him seeing her." Chazal didn't allow. Now that's not, if a person was over on that, of course he's not chay koreth. That's not relations with Gil Arayis. Nevertheless, that is forbidden. And that's Yaharid Val Yavon, right? And that's consensus of most poskim that kirva l'arayis is yaharig v'aliyav. Now, what case of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is you've got an asherah tree. You've got an asherah tree, and the priest says, you know, you have one of those, it will make you better. And this guy is deathly ill. That's awesome. Right? Now, if you do it, it's not, you're not chayav koreth. It's Avuzrael Gagila. Says the Ran, Maris Ha'ayin of Avodah Zarah is not the same. You see, because the Etzem, he's not doing anything wrong. He's drinking. Right? It just looks like he's doing Avodah Zarah. That, says the Ran, is not Yaharik Val Yavon. So how does he explain the Gemara? How does he explain the Gemara? Of the Gemara says, De'ika sakana de'ilo ishasi mais. The Gemara says, you know why I need to tell you the third case? To tell me that even though there's a possibility that he might die, yeah? Nevertheless, he's not allowed to put his mouth by the Pratzifim. Says the Ran, it's lavdavka, it's not to be understood literally. It means, even though there's a potential sakana, it doesn't mean he's now dying of thirst. It means, even though it could be, it's quite, there is a possibility that if you don't allow him to, then he might not find a source of water. Nevertheless, that's also. But if you know for sure he needs to drink this water, that is permissible. Right? That's how the Ramah paskens. However, the Gra and the Tur and others disagree and say, I'm sorry, that's not the simple understanding of the Gemara. And they hold that a marisa ayin of Avodah Zarah is also Yaharik Ve'al Yavor. And very interesting, the Grob brings a very interesting proof. A proof from the Medrash in Megillah. What did Haman do? Haman was toileh Avodah Zarah around him. Now, when people were bowing down, they were not bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Yeah? They were bowing down to Haman. Right? But he wanted to say that, oh look, even Jews bow down to the Avodah Zarah. But he allowed us to bow down to a human being. That was amazing. So says the Grub brings a riot from there. That and the Medrash says that the Yidden said, well, we don't know what to do. If we bow down, we know we're going to get punished by Shemaim. If we don't bow down, we're going to get punished by Haman and Achashverosh. So it seems from that Medrash that they were obligated not to bow down. It was because it was, even though all it was Maris Ayin. So on that, the answer is, yeah, but there he purposely did it. The whole purpose of the setup, he put the Avodah Zarah on him, you know, on the chain, in order to achieve that. Right? Here, he's genuinely, he's doing something else. He's drinking, he's going to a town of where there's a Avodah Zarah for something else. Here, he purposely is mechaven to make the Jews transgress, and therefore that's more severe. However, there is one Ma'ariv Mokum, which I don't know, I can't be miyashiv, and that is in Kuf Nun Zayin, Siv Gimel. It comes from the Chuvas HaRosh, Kuf Nun Zayin, Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says absolutely crystal clear that if a person is being chased by his enemies, and he seeks refuge where? In Avodah Zarah, in a base of Avodah Zarah, it's mutar, right? A person is allowed to, right? Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Mishinis Chayev Misa, somebody who is Chayev Misa, mutar livroach lebeis Avodah Kachovim lehatzil et atzmoi. A person is allowed to run to a base of Avodah Kachovim in order to save himself. Where is the Mekor for the Mechaber? Mekor is in Shabbos Kuftes Zayin. Rabbi Tarifin, there's a machlekes there, Tanoim, about what happens if a heretic wrote to Sefer Torah, wrote for him, and he wrote Yudke Vovke. So the first Tana says, yeah, you can burn a whole Sefer, but Yudke Vovke you have to cut out and dispose of in Shemesh. Rabbi Tarifin says, no, you burn the whole thing. Why? Because heretics are so bad. Sha'afilu Adam Reidat Achrav Lehargoy. If a person is running away after another person in order to kill him, v'nochash ratz la'akishoy, nichnas le'beis Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to go into a house of Avodah Zarah to save yourself, v'ein nichnas le'batein shel elu. I am not going to say, I have my opinions of what I think a base minus is. It means minus is worse than Avodah Zarah. Minus is heretic. A mehudar dika heretic, who's there, the atheist convention in LA, or something of the likes, right? That's worse. That you can't even go to save your life. But based on Avodah Zarah, you can go to save your life. Right? But two things which is mashma from here. First of all, it's only mashma, right? From here. So I don't know how to be miyashir. Everybody asks, how does the Gra and those Rishonim who hold that Marisayin is also Asur, how do they reconcile this halacha? Which comes from the Gemara and Shabbos, right? That you're allowed to run into Beis Avodah Zarah. But what we have here a clear Makor, that you're allowed to run to Beis Avodah Zarah to save your life. So something which is Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to save your life. However, at the same time, it's also mashma from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch gives such an extreme example that you're allowed to run to Beis Avodah Zarah in order to do what? To save your life. that for other reasons you're not allowed to. Right? Let's go back to the wedding. Let's go back to the wedding. Are you allowed to officiate at the royal wedding in Westminster? Sorry, a tent. Thank you. Yeah, I hope you're not officiating. We've got the myth. Have we got a problem with Marisain?
No,
we haven't got. I don't think there's a problem with Marisain. Nobody, yeah. And the fact that it's a religious ceremony doesn't show that you're giving it any credence, right? You just you haven't got Marisain, but you have got. So therefore, according to everybody, there's no problem with Marisain. So therefore, it's not of Israel. But you have got this other problem. Most poskim hold. Is not allowed to. One may not do that. Yeah, and it's only for pikuach nefesh. But there are those who disagree. So for polling, I would say that's much more of a shaila. And for a meeting, for a recovery meeting or the sorts, that also depends on the necessity. If he has to go to that meeting, he's got no other meeting available for him, then I think there's room for leniency. If he can attend somewhere else, then it's better to avoid getting into Beis Avodah Zarah. Thank you, Rabbi Isai. Have a great week.